Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Ed Staffel. I'm a dentist practicing here in San Antonio. You're listening to the Dr. Staffel program, and your smile matters on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. And doesn't Randy Adams have some interesting take on transportation? I think it's so amazing. And I just hope that it's not lost on young people, because that's where we really fall down, of young people wanting the fanciest car, the neighbor's car, keeping up with the neighbors and things like that, when you really just need transportation, like he talks about. But anyway, I think his program is so tremendously insightful on these things and setting the pathway to good financial decisions. So, good afternoon on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. I'm Dr. Ed Staffel, a dentist practicing here in San Antonio. And I have a podcast site. It's a free podcast site. It's staffeldds.podomatic.com. Lots of interesting things archived over 9 years. Interesting speakers, interesting data. And then I have a website called sanantoniodentist.net. And this program is designed to feature and to bring to you important information that may help you make good health decisions that may improve your health and extend your life. For instance, cardiologists are talking more and more to their patients about the benefits of an infection-free and an inflammation-free mouth. And for physicians to really take this position, this is a big step up, because for the longest, the mouth was rather ignored, but now the data is just getting stacking up, and it's great to see cardiologists counseling their patients and going on programs and talking about the problem of oral infection and oral inflammation and having it cleared up and having an infection-free and inflammation-free mouth. It's so beneficial. And it's also beneficial to the brain health and brain function. We're now knowing that, especially the book called The End of Alzheimer's, which is by Dr. Dale Bredesen, Bredesen, M.D. He's out of UCLA, and he's has quite a storied career. And he's claiming that he has the first program to prevent and reverse cognitive decline and possibly the end of Alzheimer's. So these are really exciting things. But on the basis of all of that is the infection and inflammation-free part of your mouth, or not part of your mouth, but of your oral health, and any other areas that you might have infections. And so that book is called The End of Alzheimer's, The First Program to Prevent and Reverse Cognitive Decline by Dale E. Bredesen, Bredesen, M.D. You can get it on Amazon. Interesting book. It's not about pharmaceuticals, however. It's about some supplements. It's about getting infection and inflammation cleared up that you can get to and get cleared up and get your lab numbers good, and changing your diet and exercising. Interesting book. And so keep that in mind. I just want to, you heard me plug that before. It's real worthwhile. It's good reading, especially anything. We see so many of our people slipping into cognitive decline, and the numbers are pretty striking that the government is projecting of what's going to happen by the year 2050, which the way time passes will move along pretty fast. The large number of people having to be specially cared for in facilities for these types of features, brain features. So This program is designed to feature and to bring to you important information that may help you make good health decisions that may improve your health and extend your life. And so that's what we try to do. With this in mind, our office, the Office of Dr. Staffel and Associates, has been focused on this data for a number of years. So it is wonderful to see the medical profession helping us spread the word about oral health and pristine oral health especially. And that is why our hygienists track and chart for you to see the health state of your mouth. You may have heard me talk many times before that our natural teeth are designed to last 80 plus years with a healthy nerve. However, and this is a big however, the teeth and gums need help in order to survive in that manner. They need the help of a dentist. They need the help of a hygienist to facilitate this destiny of a tooth. Excuse me. Because teeth have no capacity to repair themselves. If they fracture, if they chunk breaks out, or if they develop decay, they cannot repair themselves. That takes the expertise of a dentist and a hygienist for tracking gum disease and making sure that you're not losing ground or getting into inflammatory problems with this. So this is why at the Office of Dr. Staffel and Associates, we focus so heavily on oral health and disease and inflammation prevention. We've worked diligently for decades to make our dental treatment delivery the most comfortable treatment possible. So please call our office. That's the Office of Dr. Staffel and Associates at 210-341-2569. Now, I have some really great news. Excuse me. I have an associate coming in, and he is just quite a tremendous young dentist, and he's finishing. He will be on board in our office on July 2nd. And he's finishing up a 2-year residency on general dentistry. And he just come so well prepared and so informed, and he brings a new light to the dental information. And he has top grades. He's made exceptional grades all the way through his undergraduate as well as his dental graduate program, and then the same thing in his postgraduate. After, that is, he's had a 2-year residency after he finished up with dental school. And so we feel so proud and fortunate that he has chosen us to come on board, and an associate does so many things. It is the technology that we have nowadays is so fascinating, but at the same time, the technology that we use, it's changing quite a bit, and to the patient's advantage, and that's the main thing. And that's why, with things happening so much, it's so valuable to have somebody who is smart, who's efficient, who is well-trained, to come in as an associate, because it helps. The advantage is for the patient, and we thank you so much for considering coming on board, and I want you to come by and meet him. So his name is Dr. Mark Williamson, and his wife is also a dentist, and his name is Dr. Mark Williamson. He is just so personable, but the thing that's so impressive, he's so wonderfully smart, And we need those young brains. I tell you, we need them big time. And this helps so much with the delivery of a service to our patients in ways that are just, I can't tell you how valuable it is for the patient to have manpower on board. And especially, for instance, I go to meetings. I've already been to 3 major meetings this year, and I'm in a major study club, a very important study club, and we have technology delivered to us all the time through these meetings. And so to be able to take this, process it, and put it into play, so to speak, takes more than one dentist nowadays. It's very, very helpful to have someone on board. And so that's why we're so excited at our office to have someone of Dr. Williamson's caliber to join our team. He'll be on board July 2nd. We're just so excited to have him with us and to be able to bring his new techniques and knowledge. For instance, he was first, won the award with the highest exam in pathology. Now, pathology is all the things that we have to see that take place in the mouth. He was, he won the top award in that. He won the top award in prosthodontics, which is the construction of difficult cases, and he won several other awards. It's just amazing to have somebody of that caliber join us. So this is going to be so valuable and helpful to our patients to bring aboard somebody who can add to the value of our practice, which we have. We're always trying to improve, and this is an improvement that the likes of which you will never, you can't imagine how valuable this is for the patient. So, you heard me talk many times before that our natural teeth are designed to last 80 plus years, and with a healthy nerve in place in that tooth, because you have live nerves and blood vessels inside of teeth. And so to have a tooth all of your life with a healthy nerve, that's really a great thing. However, and this is a big however, teeth and gums need help in order to survive that way. They need the help of a dentist and a hygienist to facilitate this destiny of lasting 80 plus years. As you know, the teeth don't come in until they start coming in when you're about 6 years old, and they finish erupting, except for the wisdom teeth, at 12 years old. So you have that window after that window of teeth in place. Your teeth are designed to last you from that point on 80 plus years, but they can't do it by themselves, and that's a key thing. And so this is another wonderful time in this day of modern dentistry, because there's some game-changing things happen in the field of prevention, and you heard me talk about it a couple of weeks ago, of being able to prevent decay. And one of the things that we're looking real closely at, and it seems to be very valuable, it's called Lolooz, L-O-L-O-Z. You can get it on Amazon. You can come by our office and buy it. And what it is, it's licorice root extract. And, of course, licorice root has been a health remedy since ancient times. And they've taken the licorice taste out of it, but kept the active ingredient in it. And the unique thing about this is that you take a course of 10 of these. They're candies that are in a candy form, but the sweetener is stevia and another ethyl alcohol, which don't promote decay. In fact, it's just the opposite. The licorice root extract kills the bacteria that causes decay. It's called Streptococcus mutans. And when you take these, your teeth just feel so clean and nice, and it's just is a real huge game changer. And it's new here, so to speak, but it's been around for apparently 9 years, and it's been in field trials and used in dental offices, pediatric offices. It's safe for children. Now, licorice root extract, you can go online and look it up. It has a number of health benefits, but it also, at the same time, there are side effects that you have to look at. And so if you go online, look up both the beneficial things and look up the side effects. But it's been cleared by the FDA and really looks like an amazing, amazing game changer. And it's you take a course of 10 of these, and that is 2 a day. You take, that is for 10 days, you're going to take 2 a day. For 10 days, 2 of these candy sweetened or designed candies, and that's going to wipe out the bacteria, the strep mutans, which causes decay. This is tremendous for people with Sjogren's, for people who are in assisted living homes, for people in nursing homes, if they can get somebody to reliably give them these lozenges. And you take a course of it for 10 days, and then you stop. The course is then repeated, and it may be reported, and it may be straightened out, or it may be started in 3 months again, or maybe 4 months, or maybe 6 months. So it's going to depend upon the dentist's scoring how severe your caries index, your decay index is. And for instance, if you have a real bad caries or decay index from dry mouth, which can be from over 400 different medicines or pharmaceuticals, or maybe it's from a Sjogren's syndrome, dry mouth, you would take these every 3 months. And if you have whatever your decay risk has been established, it may be 4 months. Every 4 months, you'd repeat this series of 10 times 2 a day. So that's something that is a game changer. It looks awfully, awfully good and helpful to so many people. Now give me a call if the lines are open. Our number here is 210-599-5555. Give us a call. We'll be glad to talk to you and chat about any of these things, or something new, or some dental problem that you might be having that you want information on. And the number, of course, is 210-599-5555 here at KTSA, and we are live today. So give us a call. Let's talk. And if you want more information on any of these items, or if you have something else that you feel like you want to talk about as well. So again, I'm really, like anything new, I evaluate it very carefully. I say it's new. It's actually been around for 9 years in the United States. It's been around a lot longer in Europe, and it's finally got approval over here. So I think we're going to look at it really closely because we have such a need for a product like this. And if everything, we're going to take a close look, and it's really going to be helpful, I know, to so many people. And then we have a couple of other things on the prevention side. We've talked about that at SDF. It's a solution that you just rub on the teeth. clean the, if you have a lot of decay on a tooth and you can't afford to put a filling in it and you want to buy some time, you may want to buy 6 months, you may want to buy a year, you rub it on the root or you rub it on the tooth, wherever the decay is, and it hardens the decay and it stops the decay, and you can postpone having to do a treatment to a tooth. The only problem with this particular product, the SDF, is that it will turn the tooth black where the decay is. So, however, if it's in an area that's not seen, it does not matter, because you will not be able to see the discoloration that's there. And that's another advantage of helping you get through the prevention. Maybe you've got some hard times to make decisions, or things haven't gone well for you financially and you need to make some, buy some time. This SDF is a very valuable product for that. Now, this is SDF in one form or another. It's been around for 100 years. So it's what we have is a different form of it, but it's not a new product. It's been around for over 100 years. And we used to use one version of it a long time ago for desensitization of teeth, for stopping decay, way back in the 60s. So, and it goes back even 100 years or more. So it's good to know that there are things changing the shape of dentistry, and especially prevention. Prevention, prevention, prevention. That's where it's all at. And saving your teeth for a lifetime. And people come in and you see these beautiful ads, and they're very well done, and the treatment is very well done. For, say, Clear Choice. Clear Choice is a excellent procedure. They're very, it's a great service to a lot of people, but you have to keep in mind there's a lot of high technology going in there and a lot of high costs. So you have to keep that in mind. Yes, these are excellent procedures. They're very functional. They're very valuable. Clear Choice does a great job. They've been doing this all around and all over the country, and doing a lot of it even here in San Antonio. And we even do a similar version, but I do want to say that the Clear Choice technique is certainly valuable. But my point is, it's a pretty expensive procedure, and there are some limitations with it. So wouldn't it make sense to avoid getting into that situation in the very first place? And so that's a strong point that I want to make, that we now have prevention tools like the Low Lodge, like the SDF Paint On, and there's another one called an Icon that we're evaluating, and the Icon will capture or stop, it will infiltrate a beginning lesion where decay has not gotten through the enamel, which is about 2 millimeters thick between teeth. And we have the technique through the Icon procedure of stopping decay in that particular spot between the teeth. And so these are all preventive things that we have coming down the line, or that are in play now. They're not coming down the line, but they're in play now. So we can preserve teeth for their destiny, which is the 80 plus years that I talk about so much. So don't hesitate to give us a call, Drs. Staffel and Associates, and the number is 210 541-2569 and come by and meet Dr. Williamson. You're going to like him so much. He's so personable. He's so smart. He's just a joy to have him on board with our office. And high integrity, and which is what our practice has been about for many, many decades. And so don't hesitate to give us a call and meet him. His knowledge is just over the top. That's Dr. Staffel and Associates, and our number is 210-341-2569. He also is IV certified. That means that he can do surgery or dental work and using an IV setup. And this is very helpful to some particular people that have to struggle with high fear and high anxiety. This brings a new level of treatment to our patients that are suffering from, or people that are even thinking about coming on board, and they're suffering from dental trauma of some source. It may be have been as a child, or it may be a long time ago, or something more recent. We are really able to help people with dental fear and dental anxiety, especially about dental trauma. And now with his expertise with the IV sedation, this brings it to another level. So if you're having problems and you need some help along this line of having your high fear, high anxiety addressed, this is just another thing that we have available in our office. And Dr. Staffel and Associates, and our number is 210-341-2569. And this helps eliminate the reasons that you might be hanging on to. If it's about fear and anxiety, you don't have any reason to let that keep you from being a factor of not hanging on to your teeth and having your teeth fill out their destiny. And you know what's so interesting? We restore, of course, we have so much experience restoring mouths, very difficult cases, very moderately difficult cases. And the whole thing is, it's amazing the number of teeth that you can get by with, that if they're in good function, you can chew very, very well. And you can chew better than with dentures, for instance. With a natural tooth, if you have like a reasonable number of teeth on the lower and a reasonable number of teeth on the upper, and they meet functionally, you can chew very, very well. So it's not like you have to necessarily have a full mouth, complete dentition. That's ideal. But you can get by very well. You'd be surprised what people can function with. And that can be evaluated. And, of course, our experience through the years has helped so many people with these particular problems and getting over the difficulty of restoring their chewing. And now with implants for missing teeth where necessary, or implant-supported appliances, the things for restoring function, true function, are just so wonderful for a person trying to get back to a normal chewing life. And then, of course, we haven't even mentioned the aesthetic value of having good teeth and a good smile. It's marvelous. When you're missing teeth, especially in the front, people unfortunately make some pretty strong judgments very quickly. They tell us like 4 seconds. So with all of our techniques that we have, you don't have to have something like that bother you. And there, again, there's a wide range of procedures available to help you with these things, and a wide range, of course, of prices. So again, give us a call if we can help you. Dr. Staffel and Associates, 210-341-2569. So again, we're so excited to have our new associate. It's going to be such a help for our patients. And it brings a level of expertise that's fabulous and the very latest, coming right out of a residency from the dental school. It's just, I just can't tell you how fabulous this will be for our patients. So, we're always looking for this comfort factor because we know that the mouth is a very sensitive area to be worked on, and many people have suffered dental trauma, memories that prevent them from seeking timely treatment. And we understand this, and we're consistently working to improve the experience. We never stop improving the dental comfort experience because as careful as we are, a patient may still recall a dental experience trauma that's triggered by something that we do. Because we reach out to the high fear, high anxiety dental trauma patient, we have seen a lot and still treat patients with this issue. And we are so careful, but it's interesting, the memory of dental trauma is, if it hasn't been released, is always there. It's in what the part of the brain called the amygdala, and it is, the amygdala can recreate a situation that's as real as if it is actually happening. So sometimes we'll be working on a patient and it'll trigger from the amygdala a trauma event that is real to that patient. And we recognize this. And so we work very carefully trying to reach out and have these issues effectively treated. And we've had very effective and multiple ways to help a patient that suffers from high anxiety and high fear of dental treatment. The NuCom system with nitrous oxide, or just NuCom alone, is one of the things that we use. It's very, very effective. And we also have a great deal of experience in this area, which means a lot for the patient. Now, one of the things we were talking about, implants. In my practice, I started doing implants back in 1978, and it's been a real pleasure to see how implant therapy and placement has advanced through the years. When we started, being a general dentist, this was mainly the province of general dentists because specialists didn't think it would work very well. The dental schools didn't think it would work very well. There was only one or two schools that were beginning to teach it. So I was at the very beginning of this whole movement, so it's been so wonderful to see how things have changed through the years, and now we get improvements year after year that are major, major improvements in implant therapy and implant placement and implant restoration, construction. It's just a joy for me to see how things have progressed. Now, I'm not saying that I was part of the improvement. I'm saying that I went along and have learned how to use these improvement techniques that have come along. Started in 1978, and it wasn't until 1982 that Dr. Brännemark published his landmark Swedish document saying that he'd been doing dental implants and facial tissue, facial bone, reconstructing people's jaws and mouths and so on for 20 years. And so that's what changed the whole thing. And that was 1982. And now Brånemark is still a leading force. And it's great to see. Of course, there are many other implant companies now. And the field for the value to the patient is huge, because we have systems now that we can cover almost any type of situation and help a patient in a number of different ways. Saw a patient recently that is going to be quite a challenge. The person was in a severe burn experience, and it will be a challenge, but it'll be interesting to see what we can do with getting this patient back into full function. Had a tremendous accident, but this is what I'm talking about. We can, the technology that we have is just really outstanding. So there's one thing, like I was talking about, prevention is changing the name of dentistry, and that's where we're focus more and more in our practice, Dr. Staffel and Associates. We're practicing more and more and more on prevention. It's just, unbelievable. And you never want to underestimate how good it feels to have good functioning teeth. Healthy teeth and healthy gums and a beautiful smile. Don't ever underestimate how good it feels to have good functioning teeth and healthy gums and a beautiful smile. There, it's something that God-given process, and it's so wonderful that we have the technology now to make these things happen. So it's really a great time in dentistry. Now, I had my routine checkup. I do wear a CPAP. I'll tell you a little story. I went to a meeting on sleep-disordered breathing, and because we are required to have a certain number of hours now to be screening for sleep-disordered breathing or sleep-fractured breathing or sleep apnea. And in the process, I took one of these screening devices to sleep with and found that I do have a problem. And I got on in October, I started using the CPAP and using Dr. Grunspan. He's been he's been a guest of mine for two or three times, and one of the best in the city. And he works closely with cardiologists, some of the best cardiologists in town. And so we had a pretty long discussion at my appointment about how the process is and how some of these cases are so difficult for the physicians. And then if you've been a long-time listener, you've heard Dr. Jose Barrera, who's a surgeon. Dr. Gilbert Ruiz is another great surgeon for helping with these things. So, and then there are also dental appliances. And the dental appliance field is improving. We have over 150 device designs, and what the dental device does is if you have a mild or moderate diagnosis from a sleep physician, a dental appliance may be of great value, and we can make you a temporary device, pretty inexpensive, to where you can see if that's something that works for you, and if you want to go that route with a dental device. Dental devices have to be carefully monitored because they're essentially orthodontic appliances and they'll move your teeth considerably. And so you can't just get one and then wear it and forget about it and wear it all the time, because you do have a potential for having your teeth move in very destructive ways. Now, back up a little bit. Dentists cannot diagnose fractured breathing. They cannot diagnose sleep apnea. We cannot diagnose the problems associated with sleep disordered breathing. We can screen for it, and we can screen with a little take-home device, which we have available at our office. And in two nights, you can determine what your oxygen levels are and what your heart rate, what's happening to you while you're sleeping. And this is something that we've really been screening a lot for now, since we've learned so much about it, because your odds of dying from acute cardiac arrest from between the hours of 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. are very poor, because if you have an acute cardiac arrest at that time and it's brought on by not having enough oxygen to the heart, and you go into tachycardia, which is a racing heart, and you're not awakened from this activity, you have a 50% chance of surviving in those hours between 3 and 6 a.m. Your chances of survival between 6 and 9 a.m. are much better. So we're looking at a health issue that is tremendous. And so this is why sleep apnea is, there's so many people, there are millions and millions of people in the country that are estimated to have this, and we're trying to get the information out to more and more people. And that's why in our office, the Office of Dr. Staffel and Associates, we do a screening on everyone when they come in for their hygiene. And again, dentists can do screenings only. We cannot diagnose. We have to refer it to a physician. If we have a suspected problem, or if we've sent a sleep screening device home with a patient, they sleep with it twice. It's like a little wristwatch with an oximeter on the finger. And if it shows up problems, then we're going to take and send that patient to a board-certified sleep physician who's typically an internal medicine MD. They will then verify the results through other testing, and then they will make their diagnosis based on all of this data. So it's a little bit lengthy way to get there, but at the same time, it's going to make a huge difference in the way you feel. The lack of energy, the morning headaches, the high blood pressure, the depression, the obesity, the large neck size, excessive daytime sleepiness, nighttime gasping, choking, or coughing, reflux, gastroesophageal reflux, and snoring, of course. So these are things that this issue is coming to the forefront, but that's the process. We dentists cannot diagnose. Only a board-certified sleep physician can make the diagnosis. We can screen, however, and determine the if the person is suspected of having a problem, and then we send it to the board-certified MD. And so that's how this process goes. And the value of it is so good, because of just like what I was talking about, the odds if you have acute cardiac arrest at the middle of the night between 3 to 6 a.m., the odds are not of survival are not good. And so if the diagnosis comes back that you have a mild to moderate problem with sleep disordered breathing or sleep apnea, and you have tried a CPAP and that's not something that you're comfortable with, a dental appliance can work very, very well as a surgical treatment by ear, nose, and throat specialists such as Dr. Ruiz or Dr. Jose Barrera. They can do some wonderful things with helping you. And there's a lot of techniques that go into this thing. And so, but the value is just huge as far as living a healthy life, living a disease-free life. And another thing is that diabetes is a problem with obstructive sleep apnea, and it's usually tied to the obesity, the large neck size, your age, your smoking, possibly physical inactivity, and obstructive sleep apnea is something that goes with the diabetes complications. Also, it goes with stroke. The obstructive sleep apnea goes with stroke. It goes with drug-resistant high blood pressure, goes with kidney failure, goes with neuropathic complications, goes with coronary heart disease, goes with peripheral vascular disease, goes with blindness, from the diabetes we're talking about. Now, what we're saying is the obstructive sleep apnea is not necessarily causing these things, but we do the diagnosis process is finding that there's a close relationship between these issues and obstructive sleep apnea. So that's why we're trying to get as much information out. And if you have these features of lack of energy, morning headaches, hypertension, depression, obesity, large neck size, excessive daytime sleepiness, nighttime gasping or choking, gastroesophageal reflex, irregular breathing or snoring, it's wise to take a look and have this checked out. So, just wanted to bring that to your attention, because approximately 42 million Americans, it's estimated, have sleep disordered breathing. 42 million. That results in 1 in 5 adults. 1 in have mild obstructive sleep apnea. 1 in 15 has moderate to severe obstructive sleep apnea. Men, middle-aged men, suffer more from obstructive sleep apnea than women. And 75% of the severe sleep-disordered breathing cases remain undiagnosed. And that's the purpose of what I'm bringing this out for the for my listeners' attention. It's a huge, huge problem that affects your health and your longevity. And there is a solution for it. That's the other thing. It's not something that can't be treated. There are different pathways for correcting this, and that's the good news. It's not something that cannot be treated. It might be something that takes a while for a person to get treatment or to get accustomed to the results, like compliance for this mask. The sleep mask is somewhere around 30 to 40%, but then that's with the typical ResMed design. But now Philips has come out with changing the design of the mask to where you can get a very comfortable experience with the total sleep solution with the Philips mask system. So things are changing. And if you get into the ResMed mask and you're not liking that, you can have that change to the Philips Dreamwear called. It's a different design. It's more comfortable. It's designed to be more comfortable. So what I'm saying is there are things that you can do to have this fixed. And so keep that in mind. We can help you with your screening. Again, a dentist cannot diagnose this condition. We're not allowed to by the state of Texas State Board of Dental Examiners. We can, however, screen. It begins by just looking, doing a visual screening in a person's throat, because we can see how severe the constriction is just by a throat examination at a dental cleaning appointment. And, for instance, I had one patient looking in that person's throat. There was just no room for air at all. And on further questioning, the patient said that the patient has a nightmare every night, as if the patient is drowning. And the throat was so constricted, it was unreal. So we immediately got the patient over to sleep physician and the test going and so on. And that's what this particular person had been suffering from for years and years and years. So the patient was headed for a heart attack. And so these are the things that we run into. This is why we're so careful to screen. We have the hygienist screen a person's throat. And then we have the home monitor that you can take home and use that 2 nights and do some additional screening. And then we can follow up from there and see if you need to go to a board-certified internal medicine sleep physician. And some of the things that we see along this line are unbelievably problematic. And the things that the sleep doctors see are really problematic. You wouldn't believe how much people suffer from these things. Then another aspect of it is with children. There are, in one group, there's one adult sleep physician, and there are 4 or 5 pediatric sleep physicians. It's such a huge problem with children, even starting with babies. And it affects their brain development. It affects their behavior. It affects their having them put on meds in the future. It's something that medicine is slowly turning around and getting a better handle on this thing. So this is why you've heard me talk about it. I've had guests of surgeons and sleep physicians, and then I've talked about it so much from the dental aspect because it's a huge thing to be aware of. Okay, thank you so much for listening. We'll have another interesting show next week, and can't thank you enough for listening. I just hope I bring some information to your life, and have a great week. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.